Welcome to New Every Day. We're thrilled for a second week in a row to have our special guest, Lino Samuel, with us here today. Oh, you're going to hear more about his calling to ministry and the supernatural provision of God to enable him to satisfy that call.
This is New Every Day with Jeff Weston and Lawrence Cruz.
Welcome to New Every Day. We're continuing our wonderful discussion with Lino Samuel. If you missed last week, don't miss it. Go back and hear the amazing story of a calling, of healing, of provision, and you're going to catch a good part of it again on this episode. How are you today, Lino?
I'm doing good.
Thanks again for coming and joining us on New Every Day.
Yeah, thank you for having me here.
Yeah, it's a delight. I think I enjoyed last week so much that couldn't wait to do this one again. And who knows, we might even have you on in the future as the Lord leads. But it's been so good to hear your story. So where did we leave off last week? Oh, I think we were talking about how you started a new ministry.
Yeah.
In your home province.
Yes, in home province.
Of Kerala. Is that how you say it?
Yeah, Kerala.
Kerala in India, in the southern part of India. And you had knocked on the door of a family who thought that maybe life wasn't worth living.
Yeah.
And boy, did God ever change their lives that day. You introduced them to Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Who is Lord and Savior and the one who died to forgive us our sins.
Yeah.
And Lino, it's my understanding they asked Christ to be their Lord.
Yeah, asked the Christ to be. I believe that the scripture passage which we were talking with that family is the jailer want to hang himself when Peter in the prison when he got released.
Yeah.
And then he was telling, don't hang yourself.
Of course,
that is the passage from which we have encouraged them, and then they were asking that family, the whole family is asking, what we do now? And Peter is telling that, no, accept Jesus into your life.
Call upon the name of the Lord, and you will be saved. Believe in the Lord. Yeah. You and your household will be saved. Be encouraged, friends. You might feel like you've just at your rope's end, that you don't know. It might just be a situation. I don't know what else to do. Lino, we can equally say, call on the name of the Lord. God is there to give you hope and a future. That's what the prophet Jeremiah told to a people who had rebelled against God even. Yeah. And yet God said, I'm not going to leave you that way.
He has plans for your life. Yeah. And whatever you are going through in your life, that is not the end. God has brought you thus far not to give up, because he has a greater plans for your life. And he will bring that plans into your life, and he will fulfill those plans.
Oh, this is just wonderful. Lino, I love it. So this family came to Christ. They were the first one.
Yeah, they were the first one.
And so did you stop knocking on doors then, or did you carry on?
We have carried on. And so there were a few oppositions which we have faced, but still God's grace was there upon our lives. And then after serving for, I think, so 6 or 7 months, I left from there to pursue my theological education.
Okay, wow, 6 or 7 months of helping establish this church on the authority of God's word, on solid living.
Yeah.
And that's proof that you did a good job, because it's still there.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. So there's a stirring. Like, what made you think that you wanted to help?
No, the lot of questions that I was facing while we were visiting the families, some of them were theological and something related to apologetic kind of questions, which I felt the need that, no, I need more theological education. Because we have to defend the faith that which we are.
Well, that's a smart way to get motivated. Start doing the work. And then when you feel you don't know something, you were probably very motivated to learn, I say.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like you were falling asleep in class.
No, not at all.
So 7 months later, then where did you have to leave home again?
Yeah, I have to leave home again and went to northern part of my province, which is near to him. You might have heard about Himalayan mountain or Himalaya.
Okay, yeah, in the course.
In the foothills of this Himalaya, there is a place called Dehradun, and I studied in a new theological college, which is an evangelical college.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you enrolled in, like, how long a program? Like,
it was a four-year program, Bachelor of Theology.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So I can wrap my mind around that. I happen to have my bachelor's degree in theology,
yeah.
And it was a four-year program. It's probably very similar for most of you who are watching as well. Yeah. And so you did 4 years away from home.
Oh, 4 years away from home.
Did you come home at all during
that
time?
Yeah, sometimes in my semester break, but God started to use me even in that campus. And even during the semester break, we used to visit some of the parts of India where the gospel has not yet reached. We used to go as a team and we used to reach the people.
Did you?
Yeah.
Now, what people? Obviously, Indians.
Yeah.
And so most, you would speak their language.
Yeah. Most of them are Hindus.
Okay.
Yeah, who are from the Hindu faith. And we also have addressed to some of the families who are Muslims.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so you would go and share the gospel.
Yeah. So any Muslim will allow you to pray, even you get into their house. And if you ask, would you mind praying with us? They will surely pray.
So they would welcome you in their home?
Yeah. Some families will welcome us in home. Some mm-hmm. families will say that no.
And you would say, hey, I'm here to tell you about Jesus.
Yeah. We start to make a relationship. We just have a casual talk. From there, we will get something in their life that they are going through. From there, we will share the gospel.
The gospel. And many of them.
Yeah.
Or was it many or
yeah,
some?
Many would
let you pray.
Yeah, many would let us pray.
Beautiful. Now, I remember, I confess, I would have thought that would never have been allowed. And I've heard from others as well people who practice the Muslim faith are more than willing to have someone pray with them.
Yeah.
And that's good for me to be reminded of that. And that's good. So many of them received you in the Hindus
as well?
Yeah,
many of them received. Then I think so in my second year, we had a youth camps that were happening in several places of northern Karnataka, which is very much hostile to Christian faith. And there is a lot of persecution that is going on. Our motive was to equip the youths to reach out in their community with the love of Jesus Christ. And it was such an amazing meeting, which I will never forget in my life. The kids were filled with the Holy Spirit.
How old were these kids, as you're calling them?
It is 10 years, 12 years of age.
And it's in a hostile environment.
Yeah, in a hostile environment.
And you and your team, you preach the gospel, you present Christ, and they receive Him.
Yeah, yeah.
And tell me about that. Again, you were...
Yeah, so these kids, and especially in India, what I have seen is that the people are so hungry for the Word of God. And we have seen a lot of miracles that were happening in such kinds of meeting. The people are full of faith, and they were just drawing the anointing from us.
Miracles?
Yeah.
Like, you mean physical?
Physical miracles.
Like for example, like can
no,
you...
No, blind people seeing.
Oh, my goodness.
For the first time.
Yeah.
And even the people who are not able to walk, completely paralyzed, the people are now healed.
Oh, and what did the other people looking on seeing this do? Like, what did it change the atmosphere?
Yeah, it changed the atmosphere, and many people were coming for that meeting, and calling upon God to have that kind of a divine experience in their life.
And so you started off, I believe, by saying, oh, I remember it. Like, I'll never forget it. These young kids.
Yeah, young kids. Yeah, young kids were like, they were just calling me. They are in tears and just want to experience the Lord in their life. And when you pray unto God like that, how, like, in the gospel we can see that Jesus Christ is telling that, if the earthly father, if a son asks for food, whether he gives whether he gives the stone to, ask for fish, he doesn't give the scorpion to them. If the earthly father doesn't do like that, what about our heavenly father?
And these kids cried out for the bread of life.
Yeah, the bread of life.
And God filled them.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, Lino, I was age 10 when Christ came into my life, when he came and took my sins away. Oh, it was December 18th, 1977. And boy, did God ever change my life. And I too, as a young boy, I was desperate to need the presence of God in my life. And I didn't know anything about theology. Yeah. I didn't know anything about church. I didn't go to church often. In fact, I think I had only been to church once before that. But God in his grace came and reached, and he made me aware that I needed a savior. And I too, like you said, I began to weep and I was worried. I had a friend with me and I thought, what's he gonna think? But you know, my need for a savior was greater than my friend and what he would think of me. And I said, God, I'm reaching out to you. And a man named after the great missionary Hudson Taylor, his name was Hudson Hilsdon, he made a call for those who wanted to be born again by the Spirit of God to get out of their seats and come to the front of the church. And I did that, and I was weeping. And he led me in a prayer. And it was on that day that Jesus came and forgave me of all my sins. And praise the Lord. Every time I tell the story, I'm so thankful for it. Well, friends, here we are with Lino Samuel, and we're going to talk about the supernatural provision.
Yes.
And friends, you don't want to miss what God's got for us in the second half of this episode. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Stick around for more from New Every Day.
For a limited time, get your hands on limited edition shirts from the Category 5 TV Network. These high-quality shirts are manufactured by Teespring, a fundraising website, and your purchase will help support the shows we produce. Get yours today and send us your pictures to be featured on the corresponding show. Visit cat5.tv/shirts to support us and get your official network shirt today. cat5.tv/shirts.
Well, we are back after a fantastic break. I've just been having a good chat with Lino. Oh my goodness. Strap your seatbelt on for this half of hearing about the supernatural provision of a holy God. We're here with Lino. Yeah. Lino Samuel. God love you, man. Tell us about how God has been your provider.
Yeah. Yeah, as I told you, I felt the need of more training. I went to the college and I joined in that college. And during the interview time, they asked me that, what about your financial things? You haven't filled that form. I said that I do not have anything in my hand to give, but I have a passion to. And one of the professors sitting over there, as he went to my 11th and 12th grade marks and academic excellence awards, he said that, okay, we will take him in, somehow he will pay the fees. So that is what I got the admission into that college. It was one of the topmost theological college in India. And as there I was doing my studies, classes had started, and from the financial department, from that office, the people have called me and they gave me that, you have to tell us about your, how do you pay the fees? And we want to hear that. And then during those days, I used to spend much time in the presence of the Lord, and late night, 2 o'clock, I'm coming from my prayer room and entering into my room, there is another person, my roommate, he is holding the phone and giving me that phone and telling me that there is someone who wants to talk to you. I said that, who will call me at 2 o'clock in the morning?
In the morning.
And here is that the person on the other end. He said, no, that is a lady. She said to me, Lino, you came to this theological college to do studies, and the Lord is giving inside my heart, there is a student in India, you have to pay the fees. And so this is the way God gave that revelation to this lady, and this lady calling me and telling me that, how much is your fees? I took that phone has given by another brother because I didn't have a mobile phone at that time.
Yeah.
So then that lady was telling that, how much is your first year fees? Not even first semester, the two semester combined, how much is your fees? I said that, oh, this is the amount. And then she said that tomorrow by morning it will be in this person's, that the person who gave me the mobile phone, in that person's bank account, pay the fees and do your studies. It is such a miracle. Like, till now I haven't seen that person face to face.
You've never seen that person?
Just heard the voice only.
Oh my goodness. So you never met her before?
No. So this person, my roommate, knows that I'm studying over there through that. Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, so no secrets, yeah, no weird stuff. Yeah, so yeah. You know, but this lady never met me. So, and this is God providing for your needs.
Yeah.
The people are asking you, hey, how are you going to provide finances? And you don't have any.
Yeah, have any.
Were you worried about that?
I was not worried. And this is what, when I stepped out of my home, this is what I said, Lord, here I am stepping out, looking unto you. I will never look unto the people, but I am looking unto you. You will provide for me. You will take care of my needs. And I would say that as a father, even now, he take care of everything in my life.
Yeah. There's a song that we sing in church. You're a good, good father.
Yeah.
That's your testimony, isn't it?
Yeah.
We serve a great God, friends. Do you agree? He is our Father who art in heaven. The Bible, right? In the King James Version, hallowed be thy name. Mm-hmm. Is he your Father? He's my Father.
Yeah.
And you know, the same God that has provided for Lino, like I can't stop smiling with the joy of this story. The same God who still is your provider and took care of Lino's every need, like in calling him, in healing him, in his finances and study. Like, it's not about one area or this. It's about God taking care of his kids. He's your God too. Yeah. What's your need today? Is it healing? Is it direction? Is it a, God, make my calling sure? Do you need some more money? Oh, a lot of people would say, yeah. Like, you understand, this isn't about money. This is about a great God who loves to take care of his children.
Yeah. There is one more incident which I would like to say, that as I went for my master's studies, I paid almost a first semester fees and I was waiting for my second semester, and I do not know how to pay because in India we cannot work and we have to engage with our studies. At that time we cannot work, and so the principal of that seminary just called me, what is happening with it, and the next day is my examination, and he called me just a day before and said that you have to clear off the fees to write the examination.
Okay, so now it's crunch time, as we say, right?
Yeah. So, here all my friends are studying, and I'm also studying. I'm a bit worried, Lord, from where? Just a few hours left in the late night. Just a few hours left. But tomorrow morning from the financial office, they called me. I thought that, okay, this is the end, where they are just holding me back by not making me to write.
So how many years have you been in college at this point?
Now it was my fifth year in the college. I graduated from my bachelor's and came for my master's.
Oh, oh my goodness, you skipped over that part. Okay, so you're supernaturally taken care of for your bachelor's. Now you've enrolled in a master's, and you're at the conclusion of your fifth year.
Yeah, yeah, fifth year.
And you're and the tax man, as they say, the bag man, the money guy, is saying, hey, we need to settle some accounts, and not being angry.
Yeah.
Not angry toward you, but just keeping an accounting.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. And so, now it's the 11th hour, so to speak, is it?
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, and so, a little bit of worry. Maybe somebody, maybe we're speaking to someone today. Maybe your situation is that you're facing a financial need, some need. It's the 11th hour, and you need God to come through. Lino, tell us. Yeah. What happened?
So, but God was encouraging me and telling me that, no, thus far I have taken care of you. Do you think that for this need, I am not enough in your life? I said that, Lord, you are more than enough.
Oh, so he ministered to you.
Yeah.
He talked to you.
Yeah.
And you quickly were able to worship and bless him.
Yeah.
God, you've always been more than enough.
Yeah. And I do not know in natural way how I will pay my fees, but I just prepared for the next day examination. And morning, I took my shower and just waiting, the call from the office, Lino, please come. I thought that, okay, they are just holding me back from not writing the examination.
Oh, no. And if it was me, I'd be saying, I just did all this studying.
Yeah. That's tough.
Were you ready to write the exam?
Yeah, I was ready
to write. Oh, you were ready. You were anxious to get there. Like, let me write this thing. And you thought they were going to say sorry?
Yeah.
Lino, so, you haven't, the bill hasn't been paid?
Yeah, yeah. So, so I just went there and I looked and there the person is giving me the receipt. And I just took it. And
so instead of a bill,
instead
of a bill,
it's a receipt.
And how much did you owe when he gave? What was left to pay when he gave you that receipt?
It was almost to put it in Canadian dollars. It will be somewhere around $1,000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you mean when he gave you that, you still had to pay $1,000?
No. It was just somebody has paid for me. Even now, I do not know who was that person who paid my fees and cleared off that. Yeah.
Was it paid in full?
Yeah, paid in full.
Oh my goodness. What provision?
Yeah. That is, no, we are the children of God and there is a Father who takes care of us.
Yeah.
There is a Father who takes care of us. And no, same like, no, when we look into the Lazarus story also, it was the last moment. No, he just showed up.
Who? For Lazarus?
Jesus, yeah, for Lazarus. Like, no, Jesus just showed up and said that, no, where have you laid Lazarus? That's a question. Hmm. Like, where they have said that, no, Lazarus will not rise. Lazarus.
No, no. Someone is here, is facing their 11th hour. Come on, speak this word.
I would say that the same thing that had happened in the life of Lazarus. No, Jesus was there. No, was there at the right time. Humanly speaking, Mary and Martha thought that, no, that's the end and it's all finished. But Jesus said that it's not finished. Glory of God is going to be revealed in your life. I would say that the same thing happened in your life too. If you're trusting on Jesus and you say that, okay, I have trusting on Jesus, I have been praying, nothing is working for me. Here, everything has gone. But I will tell you that at the last moment, when you think that everything has finished, that's the time where God takes that opportunity to demonstrate His glory in your life.
Oh, Lino. What a privilege to have you on the show today and last week. Thank you, friends. You can see I've just met this man for about a year, maybe a little more, and we just wanted to share a great man of God with you and to be encouraged as he has been encouraged. We bless you today.
Yeah.
And reach out to the Lord. Call upon His name and He'll continue to meet your every need according to His riches and glory. God bless you.
Thank you.
Catch a new episode of New Every Day every Friday morning at neweveryday.tv.
We're also on Roku, Kodi, Plex, YouTube, Google Play Music Podcasts, and Facebook. Or if you're in Southern California, tune in every Sunday morning at 6:30 on KBVB-TV, Channel 33, television for the high desert.